Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Well, Syria's February ceasefire showing signs of fraying. The U.S. and Russia have announced plans to try to reinforce localized ceasefires in the coastal province of Latakia, as well as the Damascus suburb of eastern Ghouta. Word of the new agreement comes after 230 people were believed to have been killed in fighting between the government and the rebels during the past week in Aleppo. U.S. military has disciplined 16 service members, including a two-star general, for their roles in a deadly airstrike on an Afghan hospital last year that killed 42 people. General Joseph Votel, the head of the U.S. Central Command, says an investigation found the tragedy was a result of an extraordinarily intense situation that included multiple equipment failures.
The investigation concluded that certain personnel failed to comply with the rules of engagement and the law of armed conflict. However, the investigation did not conclude that these failures amounted to a war crime.
The general said the hospital operated by Doctors Without Borders was mistakenly attacked, and that the real target was an insurgent stronghold about 400 meters away. Rescue crews in the Kenyan capital Nairobi are searching for survivors after flooding caused a seven-story residential building to collapse, trapping an unknown number of people inside. A spokeswoman for the Kenya Red Cross said authorities don't know how many people are trapped in the rubble, but added they fear more. The large residential building was located in a low-income, highly populated neighborhood in Nairobi called Huruma. Heavy rains caused the flooding and the landslides in many areas of the city. This is VOA News. The future of Africa's elephants and their habitats is the focus of a three-day high-level summit in Kenya. VOA's Joe Craig is attending the summit and has our report.
More than 200 people from the business, diplomatic, conservation, entertainment, philanthropic, and tourism communities attended the first day of Giants Club Summit talks near Mount Kenya on Friday. The goal is to find ways to stop the slaughter of Africa's elephants. And perhaps more importantly, for government leaders to flex their political muscle in support of the cause. Kenya's President Kenyatta gave the opening address.
The protection of giants therefore requires the combined wisdom of our elders as well as the hope of our youth.
Kenyatta's attendance at the summit, along with Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni and Gabon President Ali Bongo Ondimba, makes the event the highest level of its kind. Panelists Friday covered issues like the importance of properly training and motivating wildlife rangers, building a strong judiciary, and getting communities on board with conservation efforts. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nanyuki, Kenya.
A former U.S. government employee has pleaded guilty to traveling to China to provide the Chinese government with restricted information about nuclear technology. Federal records show that Qing Yingwei admitted he was paid by the Chinese government for nuclear information while working as manager of the Tennessee Valley Authority, a U.S. government-owned electric utility. Tensions were high as hundreds of protesters clashed with police outside a hotel where U.S. presidential frontrunner from the Republican Party, Donald Trump, spoke to California's Republican establishment. Trump said to Silicon came to Silicon Valley and its decidedly liberal population on Friday, a day after violence erupted at a campaign rally in conservative Orange County in Southern California. Mr. Trump told those gathered his campaign has made history.
But we have picked up so many votes over the last period of time. And in fact, I was just watching the networks today, and they have a chart that I think it's already happened. But in the history of primaries, Republican primaries, I've gotten the most votes in the history of the Republican Party.
The next primary election is Tuesday, with Republican and Democratic Party primaries in Indiana. Hillary Clinton is the Democratic Party frontrunner and is about 9 points ahead of Trump in the poll should the general election be held today rather than in November. President Obama Friday night says jazz is perhaps the most honest reflection of who we are as a nation because, after all, he says, there has never been a greater improvisation than America itself. Mr. Obama and his wife Michelle hosted the fifth annual International Jazz Day concert at the White House.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Welcome to another hour of our celebration of International Jazz Day on the 30th of April, the culmination of April Jazz Appreciation Month around the world. And this year, the All-Star Global Concert happens in Washington, D.C. This is Russ Davis, and I'm happy to remind you that April, Jazz Appreciation Month, comes to a close on the 30th of April with the All-Star Global Concert this year in Washington, D.C. at the White House. The United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, known as UNESCO, announced this 5th Annual International Jazz Day Concert, and Herbie Hancock is the UNESCO Global Ambassador. He's been there for all five of these global concerts. Herbie had this to say about the event. We are thrilled that President Obama and Michelle Obama will be hosting the International Jazz Day All-Star Global Concert at the White House and are truly grateful for their commitment to jazz and its role in building bridges and uniting people around the world. Over the past 5 years, the innovation and creativity of Jazz Day has been a beacon of light to millions of people who find common ground and communicate through the values inherent in jazz. On April 30th, people of all ages in all corners of the globe will participate in International Jazz Day. A wide range of momentous events will take place in thousands of neighborhoods, and the streets will be alive with the sounds of peace and freedom. Well, Friday, April the 29th, at the White House, Herbie Hancock and a host of great jazz musicians from all over the world will join, and the White House will be alive with sounds of jazz like this. Here's Herbie Hancock, recorded live in 2004 in Rome at the We Are the Future concert, another all-star gathering with one of his most famous songs, to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
Now I'd like to introduce, first of all, Bill Summers is going to start off this next song, but I'd like to bring out a very special guest who's going to join us. His name is Mr. Carlos Santana. The master. Thank you.
They knew how to play, they knew where to play. They just wound up, let it go. I love a thrill, a Paris show. I love to kiss you on your nose. Just let me say before I close, I love being here with you. Just let me say before I close, I love being here with you. Here with you, Ray Brown, Ray Brown.
Another of the great international artists performing at the 2016 Global Jazz Day concert to celebrate International Jazz Day on the 30th of April. From Canada, Diana Krall, and I Love Being Here With You from her album Live in Paris. Well, one of the greats of African jazz is the guitarist Lionel Luweke. He made his way to the United States to attend the Berklee College of Music. He made quite a name for himself and began playing almost immediately with some of the finest players in American jazz, among them Herbie Hancock. Lionel Luweke has now gone on to a wonderful solo career. We'll hear a taste of his latest release, Gaia, coming up after we hear from him in this conversation I enjoyed with Lionel Luweke at the Montreal Jazz Festival. I'm visiting in Montreal with the great guitarist Lionel Luweke. Thank you for taking just a few moments, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, first off, all of my fans from Africa that listen to the Voice of America, my show Jazz America, they send me email, and for years now they've been saying, if you don't have Lionel Luweke on the program, you may as well shut down the show. You know, saying all these kind of things. Because, and here's the point, they are so proud of you. If they're from Ghana, or if they're from, or Benin, your hometown country, or if they're from Nigeria, or if they're from South Africa, it doesn't matter. They just love you there. And it's indicative of when an artist represents an entire region of the world, it can be some strong weight on your shoulders. But you're just not African. You're now American, too, in a way. And that's indicative of the fact that your album is called Heritage. And from what I hear, you feel that connection to both places, yes?
Oh, yes, I do, definitely. You know, for me, of course, I have the heritage from my ancestors. But I do have the heritage from the West, you know, from America, from Europe. And that's, you know, just a simple fact, like I always said, I'm speaking English right now is a heritage, right? And you know, because in Benin we don't speak English, so
right.
So it's a mix of culture. You know, I've been traveling a lot and I learned from different cultures, and that's, you know, I put everything in music.
You know, you're right. It's not, you're not just an American now. You're also a European and an African and from Benin. Really from the world, and that's kind of the attitude we all should have, if you don't mind me saying so.
I believe, you know, we are citizens of the world, you know, and my wish, I don't know when it's going to happen, for sure I won't be in this world anymore, is, you know, people to feel free to travel, to discover different things in the world and to learn from it, because when you travel, you learn a lot, you know, and you take what you like from each place of and build your own life around it.
And from his latest release, Gaia, here's the song Aziza Dance. Lionel Luweke on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. two of the greats of African jazz. Lionel Loeke first, and then you just heard the title cut from the album From the 70s by Hugh Masekela, the great master of the trumpet, The Boys Doing It. Hope you enjoyed that. And maybe if you're lucky enough to be inside the White House on the 29th of April, you'll have a chance to see both Lionel Loeke and Hugh Masekela performing live at this gala, Global All-Star Concert for Jazz, to celebrate International Jazz Day. Well, coming up, more of the artists will be performing at the White House on the 29th of April. But first,
I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com.
And though most of the email communication I receive comes from outside the United States, I do have some listeners to Jazz America in the USA, among them Bob McGuire from the state of Maryland, which is adjacent to the District of Columbia, where the White House is, of course, Washington, D.C. And he wrote me a long message not long ago celebrating Return to Forever and the fact that he had seen their 2008 Return concert and that it was the most enjoyable concert experience of my life, as he said in his message. And he asked that I play some Return to Forever music. Well, I want to give you a rarity featuring Chick Corea, who, by the way, is going to be performing at the 2016 Global Concert at the White House celebrating International Jazz Day. And here he is with the fourth incarnation of Return to Forever, known as RTF4, with Stanley Clark, Lenny White, French violin master Jean-Luc Ponty, and on the guitar, Frank Gambale from Australia. Here's their updated version for the 21st century of the jazz fusion classic from the 70s, Medieval Overture. Just for you, Bob McGuire from Maryland, listening to VOA's Jazz America.
Hey, this is Al Jarreau, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on Voice of America.
Now, can't you count a word?
Time out to see that I'm alive, I'm alive.
Oh, I'm going out on my way just so I can pass by each day. Not a single word do we say. It's a pantomime and out of time. Still, I know all eyes are for me. Half a tingle down to my feet. When your smile gets much too discreet, it sends me on my way. Now, wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? Well, you could offer a light. Just start a little conversation now, it's all right. Wait, you take it by. Take a little time out with me, the baby, take five. Just stop your busy day and take the time out to see, girl, that I'm alive. Oh, I'm going out of my way just so I can pass by each day. Not a single word do we say. It's a pantomime and lots of time. Still I know while I die for me. Half a tingle's down to my feet. When you're smiling much too discreet, instead of me gone away. Wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? Princess and mama, you know that you could offer me a light. Start a little conversation now, it's all right.
Will you, David?
Where do we say? Guess a pantomime and out of time. Still, I know what I thought for me. Apple tingles down to my feet. When your smile went too discreet, instead of me, I'm away. Well, baby, just don't say I'm on it. Please do not stare. You could offer your hand. Hugging and a tugging, it could be all so fast.
If you won't
If there ever was a global ambassador for jazz from the United States, it's got to be Al Jarreau. From his beautiful 70s live recording, Look to the Rainbow, that's his version of the classic Take Five, sounding as he shall when he takes the stage in the White House as part of this all-star global concert celebrating International Jazz Day 2016. Al Jarreau, preceded by Chick Corea, and coming up, the music of one of the great international artists in all of jazz, originally from England, but he's made himself an international world citizen. He is guitarist John McLaughlin. We'll hear some of his world jazz offerings with the group Shock T after we get some thoughts from this great master of guitar, John McLaughlin, joining us now on Jazz America.
Can you imagine a world without music? Maybe that's hell, huh?
What does music give us?
It gives us a view into the world of the other. The musician allows us to enter into his inner world. And by doing so, we grow, because we begin to see things in a new way, in a different way. But how right it is. How different, but how beautiful. It's like when I hear musicians who don't play anything like me, but it's so beautiful and so right and so different. And it's wonderful. And in doing that, I grow. Because of the music, I'm allowed to enter into another world. Music takes us into another world. It takes us into a spiritual world. This music never caused any wars, you know, in truth. Music is what unites people. It brings people together in mutual harmony and mutual understanding. Because in music, you don't care where anybody comes from, what color he is, what language he speaks, whether he's communist or capitalist, you don't care. You just listen to that guy play. The guy's playing, and it's a unifying, healing force, you know. I think, but the fact that it exists is just a celebration of life, you know.
Englishman John McLaughlin and his fellow Englishman, Dave Holland, as well as Jamie Cullum, will be performing at the 2016 All-Star Global Concert to celebrate International Jazz Day. And at the concert, John McLaughlin will be reunited with his former bandmate in the band Shakti, Zakir Hussain, the master of the tabla. Here is John McLaughlin with Shakti and a live recording of the song Joy on Jazz America from VOA 1.
this is Terrence Blanchard. Do you know that April is Jazz Appreciation Month? To celebrate, I'd like to suggest that you take someone out to see music who never thought they would ever go, and they'll be fans for life. It's the least you can do to spread the word about this glorious music. No matter what, this month and every month, celebrate jazz, born in America, enjoyed worldwide. Thank you.
dramatic song Confidence Selflessness from the album Breathless, the latest from trumpeter from New Orleans, Terrence Blanchard, who'll be performing as part of the incredible all-star cast that'll play the White House in Washington, D.C. for International Jazz Day, the All-Star Global Concert. This is Russ Davis. Thanks for joining me for this celebration. And on the next edition of the program, we'll celebrate the discovery and release of classic jazz recordings by Bill Evans, Stan Getz, Wes Montgomery, Sarah Vaughan, and Larry Young, and the comments of current jazz greats George Benson, Gary Burton, Eddie Gomez, and Manhattan Transfer about these wonderful new releases. That's next week on Jazz America. Join me, won't you?